I've shared this picture with you before, but some of you haven't seen it. This is First Communion Sunday in our parish. Tomorrow morning at the 10 o'clock Mass, 26 in our parish will receive their First Communion. Anybody want to guess who this is? You haven't seen this picture before. You know who this is? No? Who you think this is? It's me, right? Aren't I cute? I'm just adorable, aren't I? My gosh, yeah, this is me. My First Communion. It took place in May of 1974 at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, my home parish in Kurdsville. Aren't I cute? Look at that. I'm adorable. Are you kidding? Yeah. I was all of 7 years old here. A few years ago, my mother gave me this picture. She framed it for me. It sits in my office now, and when I look at it, it reminds me of all the good that my parents spoke to me. All the good that they spoke to me about Jesus, about church, about faith. It reminds me of all the good that they spoke to me about love, about forgiveness, about hope. And it encourages me in those times when life might get a little difficult. When I, in the good and in the not so good, it encourages. You know, if I close my eyes even now, I can still hear my parents' voice. I can hear their voice. Maybe you could do the same if you were to close your eyes. You could hear your own parents' voice. Or the voice of those who spoke goodness to you. Maybe it was a grandparent. Maybe it was an aunt. Maybe an uncle. Maybe a trusted friend who has spoken something good to you. Maybe a teacher. But someone who spoke a powerful word to you. Can you hear the voice? Just take a moment. Can you hear what they might be saying to you? How they spoke words of encouragement, words of strength, words of hope to you? You know, for the disciples, the voice was that of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He was the one that spoke words of encouragement to them. He spoke to them words that would lead them away from danger, away from harm. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, spoke to them words that would lead them to safety and to peace. He spoke to them words that would lead them to restful waters, to abundant food, you know, to green pastures, to new life. He spoke to them words that would lead them to strength. You know, there were other voices, though, that were vying for the disciples' attention. And those voices were those of the Pharisees. And the Pharisees say, don't follow after Jesus, follow after me. Don't listen to his voice, listen to my voice, the Pharisees said. You know, don't follow after him because he's going to lead you to nowhere, the Pharisees were saying. But we're going to lead you to everlasting goodness here on earth. So don't follow Jesus. What the Pharisees wanted the disciples to believe was that Jesus' voice was no longer relevant. But their voice was that of power. You know, isn't it interesting that, you know, someone can call us on the phone and without even looking at their caller ID, we know whose voice it is? You know, someone who maybe we haven't talked to for even quite some time. You know, the phone rings, we pick it up, we answer it, and it's a friend of ours from 20 years ago. And we know, hey, John, how are you doing? You know, we know their voice. We know their voice. Back in the winter, I was called to the hospital on an emergency. One of our parishioners was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. And when I got to the hospital, I got to the emergency department, I went to the desk to inquire of this particular person and asking if they were there and if I could go and see them. They said, yes, they're here, but they're in the back of the emergency department. It's a little confusing to get back there. Let me take you there. And so on the way, we're going back and we're talking, and they take me to where the parishioner was at. They took me in the room and they left. But a few months later, they came back and they said, Father Carl, there's another patient here who says they're a parishioner of yours. They heard you talking in the hallway, and they want to know if you'll stop by and pray with them and share with them before you leave. You know, I smiled, kind of laughed a little bit, and said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. You know, there are so many voices that call out in our world today. So many voices that are calling us and have power. You know, some of those voices, though, want to call us away from church. They want to call us away from faith. They want to call us away from Jesus. They're powerful voices. Powerful voices that are saying, look at me. Listen to my voice. I'll lead you to here. You know, those are voices of greed. Those are voices of despair. Those are voices of power. Those are voices of anger or voices of hurt. They're voices of resentment or voices of confusion that are saying, listen to me. Listen to my voice, and I will take good care of you. What we need to listen to, though, is the voice of Jesus. We need to become so familiar with His voice that when He calls us and we pick up the Jesus phone and we answer that phone, we say, hey, Jesus, it's you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for reaching out to me. You know, what I want to encourage us to do this week is to listen for the voice of Jesus. Listen for His voice in our lives. Spend some time coming to know the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who can lead you to safety, can lead you to abundant pastures, can lead you to good food and good water. You know, listen to His voice. You know, the question might be, well, Father Carl, how do I come to know to listen to His voice? You know, how do I know it's the voice of Jesus when He calls me? You know, I don't know what that voice sounds like. If you spend some time listening, you'll come to know what that voice sounds like. You know, one of the ways that we can hear the voice of Jesus speak to us is through His Word, through sacred Scripture. You know, growing up, we had this Bible at home that all the words of Jesus were in red. Anybody have that Bible? You know, we call it a red letter Bible. All the words of Jesus were in red. You know, go to your Bible, find the words of Jesus, and read those words and hear what Jesus is saying to you. Because He's speaking to each of us, if we would allow Him to do so. You know, another way we can hear the voice of Jesus speak to us, maybe through when you get in your car, you know, turn on Christian radio. Turn off the other radio stations. Go to Catholic radio. You know, listen for a positive and affirming message. Not the other messages that the world wants us to hear. Maybe another way we could hear the voice of Jesus this week would be, take one day where you would purge yourself of all social media. No Facebook, no Twitter, no Snapchat, you know? Purge yourself of all social media. Give yourself one day where you could just listen to the voice of Jesus. Not all the other voices in the world that want to vie for your attention, that want to call out to you and say, follow me, listen to me, and listen to where I'm going. Maybe give yourself a day this week where you purge yourself of all news outlets. Don't listen to the news. Take one day where you could say, I would be news free, and instead listen to the voice of Jesus. You know, take a day this week where you take a walk. Get outside in this beautiful springtime. A little cool today, but get outside in this beautiful springtime and look around. Look at the creation that God has given us and see God and hear His voice. Hear the voice of Jesus in creation. Just look for Him. Take a day this week where you would fast and pray and allow that yearning for food, that grumbling of your stomach, to be Jesus and His voice calling out to you. Just find one way this week, one way where you could hear the voice of Jesus. These are just a few suggestions. There are hundreds of other ways that we could take time to listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to go back to this and to hear the voice of my parents, the voice of my mom, the voice of my dad, you know, speak to me and encouraging me to faith, to church, and to Jesus. And hearing that voice as I receive His body and blood today at this liturgy and at every liturgy this week, to know that Jesus' voice is real, it's alive, and it's asking us to follow Him more intently.